We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Junior is reportedly considering Kansas City, Green Bay, and New Orleans as potential landing spots. League sources have told ESPN. Where do you want him to go?
You want him
in the NFC. You don't want him in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't want him in Kansas City, although they have not looked good. I think Green Bay probably makes the most sense. I don't know why you would go to New Orleans and play with Trevor Siemian if you are having quarterback issues. Like, if you got problems with who's throwing you the ball, why would you go from Baker Mayfield to Trevor Siemian, with all due respect?
Yeah, just go play the rest of this year with Aaron Rodgers, and then Aaron Rodgers can bounce and you can bounce and whatever.
Yeah, I'm even seeing the Patriots is a big one, and I'm just like, okay, well, Mac Jones has looked okay, but again, this is a guy that's had problems with his quarterback, saying his quarterback's mediocre. Like, you would think that anywhere he goes, it's got to be with someone who's proven.
And so that would be Kansas City or Green Bay, because the reports, the New England report is New England really wants him. Bill Belichick really wants him.
Right, right.
The who does Odell want reports, it's Kansas City, Green Bay, or New Orleans. And if the reports are true that he is prioritizing winning, then you probably want to go play with Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, even though Patrick Mahomes looks like he can't play quarterback anymore. That's weird, isn't it?
Very weird. Very, very weird. I mean, their offensive line's not good, so that's a little part of it, but it is, because he's been able to overcome that before. Like, that's it's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I've watched him a lot this year, and it's just something's just not clicking with that team right now.
Yeah. So maybe just go to Green Bay, play with Aaron Rodgers. He'll get over. He'll be out of quarantine at some point, you know?
You would think so. He said he's going to be ready to go this weekend.
We'll see.
Yep.
Story number four.
Attorneys for former Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs are fighting to keep his medical records away from prosecutors charging him with driving under the influence in a fiery crash that killed a woman earlier this month. So that's the latest development in this awful, awful situation. What was interesting today is that they did clarify exactly what he's facing. And if convicted, we've talked about this before, it's a minimum 2 years. But they're now talking about, with all of these charges, that they're just stacking charges on top of each other now. Like, they're going to hit him with a second felony DUR charge. And so today they acknowledged they could get him up in the 50 years range.
Wow.
You know, 50 years. It's your whole life.
Yeah.
It's your whole life.
That is your whole life. I mean, I doubt the guy serves 50 years, but just the fact that that's being thrown out there, it seems like he's going to go to jail for a good amount of time.
And every time I start to go, one bad decision really going to put you in jail for 50 years, I quickly go, a woman burned to death because of your decision.
Yeah.
In a car. Because you were driving drunk 156 miles per hour. So I go, oh man, he's a young father, had such a promising career. And then it's just, we're going to throw him in prison for 50 years, maybe. And as soon as that thought gets out of my head, I go, a woman burned to death in a car
because
of your stupid decision. I can't feel sorry for you.
No.
Whole thing's yucky.
It is.
Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something happened to you. So you need life insurance, and you can get a policy right now via Elizabeth Rook Insurance. And they're temporarily waiving the medical exam to help customers during COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. So take advantage of that now and check the website, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Listen, you have your local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent, too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One in Lakeland, the other is in Covington. You can reach them at 867-SAVE. That's 867-7283 or online at rookinsurance.com.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The BMW R18 has arrived at Performance Plus Cycles, a new cruiser from BMW with timeless design and modern technology. Built in Berlin by motorcycle riders with a passion from BMW heritage, the R18 has an iconic look with an open driveshaft. And at 1,802cc, the BMW R18 has the largest boxer engine BMW has ever built, boasting 116 pounds-feet of torque. Come in for a test ride today and experience the BMW R18 for yourself. Make life a ride. Performance Plus Cycles.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you. So you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors. And don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
One night only, Saturday, December 18th, Lee Greenwood at the Fitz. Tickets start at just $35. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Hotel packages with a deluxe room and two reserved show tickets start at just $219. Lee Greenwood, live December 18th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Plus, 21 gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
God bless the USA.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Carkins now, and every day around 5 p.m.
When I caught you noticing me noticing you.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning comic, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. It's right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
You were inside FedEx Forum last night to watch Game 1 of Year 4 of the Penny Hardaway era. It was a blowout victory for the Tigers, 89-65. Broadly speaking, your takeaways from what you witnessed with your two eyeballs?
I thought at their best, they were awesome. You know, they showed why people are so excited about them. And intermittently, you know, they were intermittently just holy crap gifted, like overwhelming. And then there were times that they weren't, particularly when the bench was in or whatever else. But when it was the starters or Landers Nolly, they were overwhelmingly talented, lethal, whatever you want to say, against that team. And then in particular, and I've said this, I said it in my column, the two freshmen just looked different. Like in the same way that when Derrick Rose joined that team, and obviously that was a more accomplished team, All-American on it, you know, whatever else, when Derrick Rose joined the team, it was still when he joined that team, even though he was a freshman, he was just different. And last night, you've got some very accomplished college basketball players, Lester Quinones and DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolly. And those two guys, for different reasons, were just breathtaking and different. And so I think that's what had people excited, to see Jalen Duren blocking and dunking and dominating in a way that he can, and then to see Amani in particular just pull up and, you know, just hit that sweet shot, pull up, you know, his first shot as a college basketball player. He's just an incredibly gifted guy. And so if you want to focus on the concerns, there are things to be concerned about or issues or questions. But I think almost everyone who left last night left saying, holy crap.
I've talked about this a lot over the years, that when you look at mock drafts that feature college basketball players, they are often filled with a mixed bag. Some of them are great prospects who are also great players, and some of them are just great prospects, like guys who have never been great players, but you think they can be. For instance, most mock drafts right now have Jaden Ivey, whose mother used to be an assistant coach with the Grizzlies. They have him as a projected, you know, top 20 pick. And he's never been a great player, but there's just some thought that maybe he can be. Right now, I would qualify him as a great prospect, not a great player. Zaire Williams in college was a great prospect, not a great player. I think the Tigers got two guys right now who are great prospects and great players. Like, I think Amani Bates is going to be an All-American level guy, the best freshman in the American Athletic Conference. And I think Jalen Duren's going to be really, really, really good as well. And you're right. When you've got great prospects, like lottery pick guys who are also great players, they look different. I was at the Garden last night. Saw Paolo Banchero up close. He's just different than everybody else on the court. I mean, there's nothing anybody could do with him. And it's why he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, probably. And then out west, there was Chet Holmgren at Gonzaga, who put up a stat line that nobody has put up in their college debut in 25 years. He's a great prospect who is also a great player. And on a team, and this is wild, but on a team with the preseason National Player of the Year, Drew Timmy, also on it, in their first time playing together in a real game, it's like it wasn't even close who the best player is. And what it reminded me a little bit of was the 2010-2011 season. I remember going to Duke in the preseason. Duke had just won that 2010 national title. And they brought back from that team Kyle Singler and Nolan Smith, both of whom were preseason All-American level guys. And I went and looked this up the other day. Kyle Singler was a first-team preseason All-American and the leading vote-getter on that team. So he was a veteran who just won a national title and the leading vote-getter for the All-America preseason team. And I remember going to Duke and talking to Kyle Singler and Nolan Smith both, together and separately, and they both said, oh, our best player is the freshman. It was Kyrie Irving. They both said, oh, he's different than us. it's a different thing. And I think at Gonzaga right now, they just enrolled something who's different than everybody else. And at Duke, they just enrolled something who's different than everybody else, And at Memphis, I think they probably enrolled two guys who were different than everybody else.
Yeah, it's certainly what it looked like last night. And there was a part of me, you know, I came home from that and I wrote the column, whatever, and I was, what the hell? I have a, can you hear this?
What? I got an Amber Alert.
I got an Amber Alert. I got an Amber Alert on, this is the
in
first
Memphis.
Time that I've been talking to you on the phone and I during radio when I got an Amber Alert. So I'm going to have to be on the alert now in case I need to spring into action.
I'm on the alert. Let the record show I am also on the alert.
This is on the alert. So
this is a Memphis area Amber Alert. This ain't no joke.
Could you hear this? Could you hear my phone through the radio? Like, I don't know how that works.
I don't know how anything works, but I could not hear it, no.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm on the alert now. I'm mobile. I'm out on the road, so there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to have to, you know, same way when my water break, when the water thing broke, it's the same way. I maybe have to spring into action. And the thing is, though, you're layering them on top of some really good players. You know, like DeAndre was great last night, and Lester was great last night, and Landers, like whatever you say about Landers and, you know, and his whether he's been unhappy at various points, you know, he was great at his old place and he's great at this place. He was first team all AAC this year. So preseason all AAC this year. So you're layering in two guys who just look different on top of, you know, three guys who are already pretty damn good. I know what I was going to say. I came home last night and I was, you know, writing my column on this game that I saw last night. But then I was looking at the national stuff and it does make you wish that, and Memphis will get there, but it makes you wish that Memphis was playing, you know, Michigan State last night and not, you know, I read all about everything in college basketball this morning, or most things. There was a lot of mention of Memphis, right? There will be in time, but there wasn't last night. And you know, it makes you wish that in the end there was, that Memphis was more of a part of that.
We're going to get back to Tiger basketball in a second, but this is this is the saddest Amber Alert I've ever read.
What is it?
An Amber Alert has been issued on behalf of the Memphis Police Department for, you ready? Kamiya Veasley, Chance Veasley, Jemiah Thomas, and Maria Thomas. There's four kids missing.
This story's actually been out for like an hour or so.
They've been missing since October 5th. It's November 10th.
Well, why is there an Amber Alert if they've been missing since, like, isn't Amber like, holy crap, it's happening? Like, do you just have missing persons, random missing person Amber Alerts?
I feel like this is an Amber Alert I should have got no later than October 6th.
Right.
No, what it appears, I don't mean to make light of it.
It's funny how it works, though. I know someone who teaches in the Memphis City schools, okay? It could be connected. And they got a letter the other day. It was addressed to their parent. They don't have a parent. They're a teacher who teaches in Memphis City schools. And it said, please, it was a warning about a COVID exposure, and please quarantine for the next 14 days or 7 days or whatever, because the COVID would explore. And it arrived. It had in the letter the period which this person was supposed to quarantine. And the period was already passed by the letter arrived.
Okay.
Isn't that unbelievable? So anyway, so it could be the same kind of system with the Amber Alert, you know? What's the deal with these people?
Okay,
they
range in age. It's 11 months, 3 years, 8 years, and 10 years.
Are they related? Are they all related?
It doesn't say that. I mean, two of them have the last name, so I would definitely assume those two.
Well, there's two each, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two Veasleys and two Thomases. I can't speak to their relation. I don't have that information.
Bennett, you said the story's been out for a while.
I saw it on Twitter like a couple hours ago.
The children are believed to be with Jamisha Thomas, who is wanted by Memphis police on kidnapping and aggravated child abuse charges.
Well, Jamisa is probably, that sounds like one of the parents. Like, the kids' last name's Thomas, right?
Yep.
So this is a parental took the kids thing.
That's what it appears to be. Look at us. We could be investigators. I feel like we got this figured out already. Didn't he? It took us 45 seconds, and they've been missing since October 5th before they even get an Amber Alert.
I think they probably know the relationship of these people, Gary. I don't think we have to call.
So
them
here's,
alert. Hey, have you ever
What if I called the police right now and I was like, listen, just real quick, because I'm in a commercial break. I got to get back. I've got to do dinner to go.
Right.
But I think I figured this out for you. If you,
I think
the mother of these children has taken them, and then maybe the dad or the guardian or whomever was kind of cool with it for a little while. Like, you know what?
It is freaky. Here's the thing. Can you imagine if you? I mean, she's an abusive parent. It sounds like from the charges, right? From what it says, kidnapping and child endangerment and all that crap. And you are the parent of these children, and your crazy ass spouse who abuses them took them, and like that would be terrifying.
Sounds terrifying. There's a person who worked at Turner Sports, who was a studio host, who went through something similar. Do you know this story?
No.
His name escapes me. Bennett, see if you can look up that. Just type in Turner Sports and child abuse and see what pops up. But he was he's a studio host. And, you know, story starts like every other story. You meet somebody. You become partners. You get married. You have children. All is going well. And then it's not. And they split up. And he started, seeing signs of abuse. From both his ex-wife, the children's mother, but also her new boyfriend.
Oh, God.
And as he described it, and this is a several-year-old story, so it's not fresh in my mind, but as he described it, the system is so slanted in favor of the mother that it was just, he was fighting and fighting and fighting, and... like the idea that he legally had to send his children back to this house where he knew things that were happening that shouldn't be happening was like obviously just the most impossible thing in the world. And he had to step away from his career. And I really don't know where that story is today, but I just remember reading about it and thinking, what an absolute nightmare. Like that you are. If you don't send your children back to this place where you believe or know they're being abused, you are legally in the wrong and subject to arrest and warrants and whatever else. Like,
Don't you feel like every man says the system is so slanted towards the women? I'm not saying, I feel like that's something I hear.
Casey Stern?
I've known Casey Stern.
That's it, okay.
Yeah, it's Casey Stern. It's Casey Stern. That's exactly right. Yes, I do. I have heard a lot of men say that, but do we know it's not true? Like, I remember this. I remember this one time. Couple get divorced, and the father had full custody of both children. And I remember somebody saying to me, boy, how bad does the mom have to be to lose full custody to the dad? And I don't know if there's any validity to that. I just remember it being something that was said to me. I don't know the system.
I feel uncomfortable. I feel like I'm walking into territory. We cover a lot of territory on this show that I'll be honest, I wasn't fully prepared on my domestic law before I started this whole conversation.
Me neither.
And I feel a little bit like I got nothing to say.
Okay, how about this? Like, why don't you and Jeffrey put up a poll in the morning?
Yeah,
in the opening segment, and it'll just be like, is the system slanted in favor of mothers?
Yes,
and let's see what the people say.
Sounds like a job for Cordell and Cordell. Right.
Let's just see what the people say. I don't know.
Protect men's rights and their financial ability to support their children. Cordell and Cordell.
I don't know anything about the system.
I got no ideas about the system. All I'm doing is I'm out here looking for the missing children.
If I were speaking in a way that suggested I understand the system, I apologize because I don't know anything about it. I just know that that's something I've heard a lot. I've heard it over the years. People have said that, but I don't know if it's true. I don't have any idea if it's true, you know? People tell me Coke Zero is good for you.
Let's be honest. If it's slanted towards women, it's probably a good thing because not much. Let's be honest. You know?
As long as it's not slanted towards this Jamisha.
Right.
Can we agree on that at least?
I think we can agree. Yeah. No, that's Sounds terrible.
Well, I hope we find these little kids and everything works out. Let's just leave. Let's leave it right there. We hope we find these kids and we hope that it works out. Back to Tiger basketball. Got a lot of attention. I heard you talking about it this morning. Alex Lomax was the starting point guard, and Alex Lomax. Listen, I wasn't sitting courtside watching every bounce like you and several other people were. I was, I was inside Madison Square Garden. But he played 18 minutes, 0-2 from the field, 3 assists, 2 turns. Very much looked like somebody who doesn't need to be playing with the other four. But he, based on talent level alone, but he was playing with the other four. I heard you and Jeffrey talking about it this morning, and you guys were sort of going back and forth about, okay, we can all acknowledge this isn't ideal. Like, you'd rather Kennedy Chandler be the Tigers' starting point guard. That'd be great.
You sure would.
So this isn't ideal, but I think where you and I maybe agree is I don't know that they have a better option. You know, I think you can say both of these things and they can both be true. It would be so much better if they had a natural point guard whose talent level matched the level of their other starters. That I think that's undeniably true. But this can also be true. Alex Lomax might be their best option at point guard, and so let's just see how it goes.
That's what I think. I think those things may be true, and that's really where Jeffrey and I parted ways. And I am not 100% resolute in my opinion on this, but I am at least very open to the possibility that he is their best option at point guard. And it doesn't mean that he is the option you would want on this kind of elite team at point guard. But to be clear, he is the only point guard on this team. He is it. I mean, maybe Jonathan Lawson someday, but right now he's the only point guard on this team. So do you want a point guard on the team who's not that great a point guard, or do you want to play someone at point guard who's not, clearly not a point guard? And I think people get, maybe I'm wrong, like maybe Amani Bates could be an effective point guard, not ideal, but an effective point guard. In the end, Boogie was the best choice at point guard last year for he's not a point guard, but he was the best choice. They were at their best when he was playing point guard last year. Yeah, that's when they made the run. Alex had gotten hurt. Boogie was the point guard, and that's when they were at his best, even though he isn't a point guard. So I'm not ruling that possibility out, but they came into the offseason saying, Penny did, that Amani Bates was going to be the point guard. And then they saw him in practice, and he changed. And they said, yeah, well, he's better off the ball. And I think what happens is that people see the passes that he makes, which are spectacular. He has unbelievable feel in the half court. He sees his teammates. He's unselfish. He's creative. But there is a difference between making plays off the ball, you know, as a two, and being the point guard. It just is, you know. I mean, because most of my references are now from the 70s and 80s because I'm old. Larry Bird was a brilliant passer. He was not under any circumstances, a point guard. I'm not saying Amani Bates is Larry Bird, but you can be a very good playmaking wing and still not a point guard. And at least to my eye so far, that's what it appears that Amani Bates is.
I'll even go back pre-Amani Bates. If you talk to people around that program, it was point guard by committee. It's going to be point guard by committee. You know, we just got to get the ball across half court and then get into our offense. It'll be point guard by committee. And then they got a commitment from Amani Bates, and it was like, Amani Bates is going to be the point guard. He's a big, skilled guy who can pass, and he's going to learn from Penny Hardaway how to be the point guard. My point being, the plan was never, ever for Alex Lomax to be the point guard. But I think what you just laid out is quite clearly what happened. They got into practice, and it was like, Amani Bates is the point guard. And then they saw it, and it was like, well, this isn't right. And then they were like, okay, point guard by committee. And then they tried that. It was like, okay, this isn't right. And then you just land on old reliable or unreliable, depending on your perspective. But Alex Lomax ends up as a starting point guard. I think the only reason they're doing this is because they've tried everything else they know to do, and there's nothing there.
That's what I think, is that it's not an ideal situation, but you don't need him to, you know, all you need him to do is bring the ball up and, you know, make the occasional layup and put it in Imani's hands and, you know, and guard. You know, I mean, I think that's it. Now, you're in some ways you're playing 4-on-5 offensively, but your four are pretty gifted. You know,
I will say this. I went back and looked it up today, just like, because after you see Imani last night and Jalen last night, and really just the team in general, you know, there's a lot of, and really even before you saw it, it's like you look at the talent, you look at the roster. Why can't this team win a national championship? You know, I've got them ranked 7th in the country. If you're ranked 7th in the country, you should be a national championship contender. And so today I just went back and started looking at national championship teams and the point guards. And what you find, there ain't no Alex Lomax point guard teams. I mean, it is all either McDonald's All-Americans or college All-Americans or NBA players or, in some cases, all three. Just let me run through a few of it real quick. Last year, Baylor wins the title. Point guard, Davion Mitchell, lottery pick. Year before that, we had no NCAA tournament, but Kansas was ranked number one in the country when the season got halted because of the dumbest pandemic of my lifetime. Devon Dotson was the point guard. McDonald's All-American in high school, second-team All-American in college, played in the NBA. Here's the exception. 2019 Virginia, Kihei Clark was the point guard. He wasn't a McDonald's All-American. He's not a college All-American. He's not going to play in the NBA. He's still a top 100 player in college basketball, but that's the outlier. Now to 2018, Villanova champion, Jalen Brunson, the point guard. He was a McDonald's All-American in high school. He was the National Player of the Year in college. He's in the NBA right now. Year before that, Carolina wins the championship. Joel Berry's the point guard, McDonald's All-American in high school, third-team All-American in college. Year before that, it was Villanova again, Jalen Brunson again. 2015, Duke, Tyus Jones is the point guard, McDonald's All-American in high school, in the NBA right now. 2014, UConn's your champion. Shabazz Napier is the point guard, first-team All-American in 2014, first-round NBA draft pick. 2013, Louisville's your national champion. Peyton Siva, point guard, McDonald's All-American in high school, two-time Big East Tournament MVP, played in the NBA. Year before that, Kentucky, point guard Marcus Teague, McDonald's All-American in high school, first-round NBA draft pick. Year before that, UConn, point guard Kemba Walker, McDonald's All-American in high school, first-team All-American in college, top 10 pick, four-time NBA All-Star. Year before that, Duke, John Shire, the point guard, McDonald's All-American in high school, All-American in 2010. I'm almost through. But year before that, 2009, North Carolina, point guard Ty Lawson, McDonald's All-American in high school, ACC Player of the Year in 2009, first-round pick, played 8 years in the NBA. Year before that, Kansas, Mario Chalmers, the point guard, McDonald's All-American in high school, played 9 years in the NBA. That's who plays point guard for national championship teams.
Okay, you know, Final Four teams. There's got to be some Final Four teams in there, man.
I was doing all the research, and then the power outlets on my flight home, they weren't working under our seat, so my computer went dead. Battery went dead right after I got to 2008. Before that, it was Torian Green at Florida in back-to-back years. But I just found it striking how big of a difference there is from historically speaking, national championship point guards and what the Tigers started on opening night.
The Final Four is good enough, man.
Okay. Well, let me work on that, and maybe it would be a little more encouraging. But, you know, I think that there's probably two ways this goes from here. Either Alex Lomax is going to be your starting point guard, and we'll just see how good they can be with Alex Lomax as the starting point guard. Like, we'll just see. I'll keep an open mind. And or they do find an alternative that works at some point throughout this season. Keep in mind, Boogie Ellis was clearly the best point guard on the team last season. Once he started playing point guard, they took off. But that's not where they were in November, and that's not where they were in December. Right. So
the
problem is, of course, that
you've got this front-loaded schedule again. Yeah. You know, like, if they're figuring stuff out, I mean, I understand every team's figuring stuff out, too. Like, that's true. But they won't ever have the upper. They got to figure it out fast.
Right.
So if they lose big games, you know, whatever. Look what Alabama did last year. You lose big games because Ayla isn't good enough. It then means you go in as a 7-6 seed or something, and it changes everything.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And the other thing was that was discouraging about last night is Wichita State was in a fight, but won. Houston was in a fight, but won. there's a decent chance like Houston's just going to be okay. Wichita State's not going to be good. And you're going to get to your league schedule, and you're not going to have any quad one opportunities. Like, you're going to end up if you take losses early, you can't make up for them late. And that's more or less the situation they found themselves in last season.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Now, they don't need – they lost to bad teams early.
Listen, with Alex Lomax at point guard, with what they did, they're going to be really good.
With Alo at point guard last night, it was Tennessee Tech, but they outscored him like 28-4.
Right.
You know, in the first, if you look at the first 5 minutes of the two halves, with Alo at point guard, they were absolutely lethal. You know, and so he didn't submarine the effort. Now it'll be different when you're playing better teams, obviously. But I could see that. I could see it working, honestly, just fine. Him being a perfectly solid point guard and being so good around him that it still works.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, I'm not arguing that he will be the reason they're not good. They're going to be good no matter what, and possibly great no matter what. It's just that, again, strictly between these lines, when I started looking at, national champions from the past 15 years, what you find is point guards that are All-Americans, NBA players, and Memphis doesn't have that right now. But, we'll see. We'll see. Hey, go find those kids.
All right. See you, man.
See you later. Wouldn't it be wild if Jeff found those kids and threw them in his van with those dogs?
It'd be great.
You could open your show with that tomorrow.
Absolutely.
No question. You could open your show with that tomorrow. We'll be back in a second.
Ja Morant.
Morant downhill, crosses him over, drives in the lane, hangs and jams with two hands. Oh, the bounce of the young fella is impressive.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Charlotte Hornets. Pregame at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine. Grizzlies Hornets on 92.9 tonight.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in. Yes.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on Trundle Bits?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
What would you do with $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in the bank? I'm sure you can think of dozens of things. If you're selling your home, Josh Heisaw's team of Keller Williams Realty can get you that extra cash and more right now. So if you're trying to sell your home, you know who to get in touch with. It's not hard to sell a home in this market. Any real estate agent would tell you that. But if you're trying to maximize your sale and get all the money you deserve, then what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. He's experienced. He's effective. He's got the best marketing strategy. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible. So that's why you want to get in touch with the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You're not on the hook for anything. You can even do it with a text message. You can't even cancel a newspaper subscription with a text message or an email, but you can cancel your agreement with Josh Heisaw with a text message if that's what you choose to do. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I call if I need to sell mine. It's Josh Heisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147 is the number. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Heisaw. Go to JoshHeisaw.com.
This is Gary Perry.
Parrish, reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it's Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mehdi and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news. The Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehdi with my family. You can do the same. That's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 901-309-1333. The Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Make every day game day at First Jackpot and Hollywood Casino Tunica. Place your bets at our sportsbook with our easy-to-use walk-up kiosks and watch touchdowns turn into cash. And with some of the largest TV screens in town, you won't miss a play. Plus, sit back and score big with great drink specials. First Jackpot and Hollywood Casino Tunica, the best way to game day. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey, everybody. It's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We want to make your custom-made engagement ring perfect. That's why we offer the perfect ring guarantee. If for any reason you're not happy, you've got one full year to return it. That's the perfect ring guarantee. Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
Church's is adding apple wood smoked Texas cut bacon to our all-white meat chicken sandwich. Yep, these two are best flavors forever. Try our new Texas cut bacon chicken sandwiches today. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. Thinking of having turkey for the holidays? Make sure to buy one that was humanely and ethically raised. One of the best options is to buy a turkey direct from a local farm. If that's not an option, look for turkeys that are labeled either USDA organic or certified humane. Be wary of terms like natural, cage-free, and no hormones, as these terms aren't regulated. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
I need a tech gift my wife can use at home, the office, or on the road.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the innovative tech gifts your loved ones need to work and learn from anywhere. Like right now, save up to $50 on select Apple AirPods. This holiday, explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 11/20, limit 2 while supplies last.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the two out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get chewed out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode and they know you like the out. I'm cool, cool, and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they sue now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest, help me cool. I got 2 minute calls, go call.
New Amsterdam Vodka, the premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. Do you know this by now, Big Bit Bennett? Do you know this, what I'm about to tell you by now? You want to know what the official vodka of the Delta Sky Club is?
Did you make it New Amsterdam?
I'd like to take credit for it. I don't know that I deserve credit for it.
I feel like it wasn't always the case.
It wasn't. They used to have this vodka.
You asked for it so many times.
They had this vodka. The brand escapes me at this point, but it had a hint, just a hint, of like an olive taste. And you know how I feel about olives.
Yeah.
It never prevented me from drinking it, but I didn't love it.
No.
Every time I was sitting in the Sky Club, I'd be like, this is not New Amsterdam vodka. And yet when I was traveling for an opening night of the college basketball season, and, you know, I had 40 minutes or so before we were departing, I said, I'll just go in here and see what's happening, see what's popping in the Sky Club. I walked up there, and I said, you know what? I'd like a vodka drink, please. And the man ripped from below the bar a bottle of New Amsterdam vodka. Blue label. I'd recognize it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you like flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. Gluten-free diet. They got a gluten-free vodka. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, liquor store, or Delta Sky Club, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jessica Benson is going to be here about 6:30 with Grizzlies pregame. Hornets are in town. LaMelo against Ja. And Taylor Jenkins has done his pregame media availability and said that Dylan Brooks will be a game-time decision.
Okay.
And if he plays, he will come off the bench after missing the first 10 games of the season. I think he's playing off the bench.
Yeah, and that sounds sensible.
Put him on LaMelo and calm that dude down a little bit.
I'm excited for Ja versus LaMelo. I really am. I got a feeling Ja's going to get excited about this one.
Well, it's the past two NBA rookies of the year.
Yeah.
Two of the great young stars in basketball. And they come from such different backgrounds. Like, nobody knew who Ja Morant was until he was a sophomore in college.
Right.
I wrote about LaMelo Ball when he was 13 years old.
Yeah, didn't he put up like a million points in a high school basketball game one time?
I've been knowing LaMelo since he was 13 years old.
Yeah. No, for real, I think he scored like 100 points in a game once, didn't he?
It sounds true.
When he was a kid, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Dude, the first time I ever saw him, he was about up to my shoulders.
Yeah.
Ball, like, but launching from everywhere.
Yep.
He played up his entire youth career. He played up with Lonzo and LiAngelo. And so when I saw LaMelo for the first time, when I met LaMelo for the first time, he was 13 years old playing 17 and under on the grassroots circuit. He's little bitty.
That's crazy.
Like, there's a massive difference between a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Yep.
Like, Lonzo was already committed to UCLA, getting ready to do his senior year of high school, and LaMelo was playing with him in 17 and under event out in Las Vegas. And there went through a little phase when he was like 15 years old, and he was starting to get more, even more recognition, because that was after LeVar had blown up on First Take and everywhere else. And I remember like some of my friends who also cover basketball or recruiting analysts, they were like, I don't know how good he is. I don't know how good he is. And I listen, I've been wrong about plenty of prospects. I thought Marvin Bagley was going to be great, all right? So it's not like I'm never wrong about prospects. I'm wrong all the time about prospects. But I remember talking about LaMelo, and I said, the mistake some of you are making is you're comparing him to these 17-year-olds he's playing against. But he's 15, and he was playing against 17-year-olds when he was 13. He's young. He's compare him to other 15-year-olds, and I bet you what you'll find out, he's like the best 15-year-old in the world. And then eventually, what did he become? An 18-year-old where he was playing against other 18-year-olds, and then he was a top three pick in the draft and should have been the number one pick in the draft. Like, Anthony Edwards is balling, and we'll see what James Wiseman, but I always said I thought LaMelo should be the number one pick in the draft. And he is already a young star. He's averaging 20.4 points, 7 assists, 6.6 rebounds per game. Ja having the better year so far. But if you look at the NBA schedule tonight, you know, outside of this, you've got Wizards, Cavs, Nets, Magic, Raptors, Celtics, Bucks, Knicks at the Garden. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Pistons, Rockets, Maverick, Bulls, Thunder, Pelicans, Kings, Spurs, Pacers, Nuggets, Blazers, Suns, Wolves, Warriors, Heat, Lakers. So there's some good stuff there. You know, you get Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook. You get Anthony Edwards and Steph Curry. You got Devin Booker and Damian Lillard. There's some good stuff around the league tonight. But LaMelo Ball and Ja Morant inside FedEx Forum is certainly on the list, and I think closer to the top than the bottom. Again, Jessica Benson will be here pregame 6:30. Eric Hasseltine had the call a little after 7 o'clock. The NFL season is flying by, and there's a big Week 10 Monday night matchup between division rivals, the Rams and 49ers. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel has given new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. And I know the Rams are on the road, but I don't trust the Niners, so I'll be on Los Angeles Monday night plus the San Francisco under. FanDuel, it's sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Offers like this, the ones they're doing, these 30-to-1 odds. This is why so many people, myself included, enjoy betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. You know, FanDuel is recognized as America's number one sports book. I love it because it's easy to use, safe and secure, because they have fast payouts. So fast you can get your winnings in as little as 2 hours. And if you've already got a FanDuel Sportsbook account, you should know that FanDuel is hooking all customers up right now with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will also get $50. You just invite them using your exclusive referral link, and that can easily be found when you tap the refer icon on the app. So go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Gary before the Rams take on the 49ers. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, G-A-R-Y, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey guys, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Don't let anybody tell you 2 months' salary is what you should spend on an engagement ring. That should be up to you. We've got the perfect ring for your perfect budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, rijewelers.com.
It should be 3 months.
Stop it, Danny.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 points or more at halftime, you win. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want a continuing wagering in the third quarter? Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half. It's only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Win a car every Saturday in November at the Fitz. 4 Saturdays, 4 cars. Incredible. Giving away lots of promo cash, too. Cars and promo cash. A November to remember at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They're offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to Amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
With Fundbox, you can stop waiting and start doing. If your small business needs funds to grow, the time is now. Fundbox offers fast, easy access to small business funding up to $150,000. So hire that new employee, launch that campaign, buy that piece of equipment. Apply in minutes at fundbox.com, and you could get funding as soon as the next business day. Fundbox. Ready?
set, grow. Credit line amounts, rates, and terms are based on creditworthiness and subject to change. Additional documentation may be required.
Kroger is proud to be a cornerstone of the great city of Memphis. Every year, we're able to provide thousands of fresh, nutritious meals to our neighbors in need. Of course, we couldn't do it without our more than 16,000 friendly Kroger associates who always rise up to meet the needs of our customers and communities. It's their dedication, commitment, and determination that helps us build stronger communities all across the Memphis area. Because at Kroger, we're a family, and we're stronger together.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped below 3%, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big. You could lower your monthly payment and prepare yourself for a better financial future. But you've got to act now. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 33.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. You're in the market for a computer. Get in touch with them. They got high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, even Apple. Yeah, you can get an Apple product at Cooper Systems, usually for a fraction of the price. Whatever you need when it comes to computers or anything related to computers, printers, they either got it at Cooper Systems or they can get it for you. They can make it for you. Plus, they repair machines. They can handle data recovery. If you got a power supply issue, they can fix that. USB port issue, they can fix that. Crack screen, virus removal. It's your one-stop shop for all of your computer needs. They've been with the Gary Parish Show from day one. I appreciate you supporting them since day one. Keep doing it. They do amazing work. They're there for you whenever you need them. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. Stu, Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but let me focus on some breaking news from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. He says Odell Beckham Jr., there was some thought that he wanted to make a decision in time to play this Sunday. Now Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, is saying his sources are telling him it's going to be a few days before Odell Beckham makes a decision. So if you were expecting for something to come down tonight, that seems unlikely at this point.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Hornets, Grizzlies, inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. The Grizz are 4.5-point favorites, expected to get Dylan Brooks back. Off the bench. He will be a game-time decision, but all indications are the decision will be to allow him to suit up and play for the first time this season. What do you think, Big Bet Bennett?
Grizz minus four. Let's go.
4.5.
Oof.
4.5, Bennett.
4.5 on an NBA game? I'll roll with it. That's fine.
You know what your eyes showed you two nights ago.
Absolutely. I'm ready for this. Ja's about to bring it tonight.
This will be fun.
This is going to be a good one. I feel good about tonight.
Big Bet Bennett says the play is Grizzlies minus 4.5. You can listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
You interested in the 55th annual CMA Awards?
Not especially, but
it's country music's biggest night.
I know it is. I'm happy for all the country music fans out
Dierks
there.
Dierks Bentley, Jennifer Hudson, Thomas Rhett, Keith Urban. What about that Morgan Wallen character? He's still dead?
No, he actually is doing a 3-night stand in at Lander Center here in a couple weeks.
I saw that.
Yeah.
If you got to
he's bigger than ever. Don't worry.
If you got to come back from saying the N-word, Mississippi's a good place to start. You know?
That's probably true.
Definitely.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I wrote a column about Paulo Benquero and Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils last night from Madison Square Garden. So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out, cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday, so we'll look back at Grizzlies-Hornets. We'll look ahead to Thursday night football, Ravens-Dolphins. Woohoo!
Yay!
Woohoo! It'll be fun. Maybe they'll find those four kids, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
If it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Howie's here from Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what is wrong with you today?
I'm tired of being overlooked, man. Every time people come in my stores or going shopping, it's all about the ladies' engagement ring. Nobody ever pays attention to the guy. But at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we're doing it now.
I guess the guy's got to wear it the rest of his life, too.
That's why we've added the Blue Royale collection to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Men's wedding bands that are heavier that he's going to be able to pass down from generation to generation.
He can customize it the way he wants, right?
And you can add engraving. Free financing. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today.
Home. Sure, it's your furniture, electronics, and appliances, but at Console Plus, we know it's that plus a whole lot more. We call it living the plus life. That means a huge selection of top brands for every room in your home. Plus, finding the best deals on in-stock products with next-day delivery options. And personalized financing? That's a huge plus. This weekend, start living the...
Looking for a way to put a little play in your day? Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play the new Holiday Instant Games, including the new Holiday Cash and Holiday Delight.
Ho, ho, ho!
You could be the next winner.
It's buzzing at the Crib. Catch your next-gen Grizz tonight at 7 p.m. as they take on the Charlotte Hornets. Come see another contest between the NBA's future stars. Get ready to swarm down to FedEx Forum and get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visiting grizzlies.com.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people. And now I'm making the best app. The Caesars Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesar rewards. Caesar salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.